If there is one testamentary capacity, two testamentary intent, and three formalities, the will is valid. 1. Intent. Issue. 1. Capacity rule. At the time of execution, testator 1 is at least 18 years of age, 2 is able to understand the extent of her property, 3 must know the natural objects of her bounty, A spouse or domestic partner, B issue, C parents, and D those whose interests are affected by the will, and 4 must know the nature of her act. Testator must know that she is executing the will. However, testator does not have to know all of the legal technicalities, e.g., rule against perpetuities of the will. If testator had no capacity, entire will is invalid, property will pass by intestate succession. Exception: if testator had a valid prior will that was purportedly revoked by a second will with no capacity, then the first instrument will be probated because its testator did not have capacity. The second will could in no way have revoked the first. Mere appointment of a conservator or diagnosis of mental disorder is not alone sufficient to show incapacity. Check all three elements above. Issue 2. The insane delusion rule. The will can also be attacked if at the time of execution, the testator was suffering from an insane delusion. The testator was suffering from an insane delusion if 1. He had a false belief, 2. That false belief was the product of sick mind, 3. There is no evidence to support the belief, not even a scintilla of evidence, and 4. Delusion must have affected testator's will. If testator was suffering from an insane delusion, only the part of the will that was affected by the delusion is invalid. As to that part, it will go to the residuary devisee, or if none of it, the residue itself was infected by the delusion, by intestate succession. Issue. Residuary gift, e.g. the will reads black acre to A, white acre to B, and the residue to C rule. Residuary gift is what remains after paying 1. Debts, 2. Specific gift, 3. General gift, and 4. Demonstrative gift. E.g. C is the residue devisee. C gets the balance of testator's estate. Issue. 3. Fraud rule. There is a fraud if 1. There is a representation, 2. Of material fact, 3. Known to be false by the wrongdoer, 2. For the purpose of inducing action or inaction, and 3. In fact induces the action or inaction desired. There are 3 types of fraud: A. Fraud in the execution, B. Fraud in the inducement, and C. Fraud in preventing testator from revoking the will issued. A. Fraud in the execution rule. When someone forges testator's signature to the will, or 2. Testator is given a document to sign that purportedly is non-testamentary in nature, but in fact it is, and testator signs it. If there is fraud in the execution, the entire will is invalid. The property passes by intestate succession, unless there is prior will that has validly executed. If there was a prior will that was validly executed, the instant will, as a consequence of the fraud, could in no way have revoked the prior valid will. Issue. B. Fraud in the inducement, e.g. son learns that testator is going to soon execute a will leaving all of her property to a charity. The son approaches testator and states, "Did you hear that the FBI is investigating that charity for cheating elderly citizens out of their savings?" The son knows that this is a lie, and is doing so because the son wants testator to leave nothing to charity and everything to the son, and this is exactly what happens. Rule. Wrongdoer's representations affect the contents of testator's will. If there is fraud in the inducement, only the part of the will affected by the fraud is invalid. As to that part, the court has 3 options. 1. Give the property to the residuary devisees, if any; 2. If there is no residue, to the heirs at law by intestate succession; or 3. Constructive trust remedy. The court will deny probate to the portion of the will induced by fraud and allow the property to go either to the residuary devisees or the heirs at law, and the mate those devisees or heirs the constructive trustee, who has sole duty to transfer the property to the intended beneficiary as determined by the court. Issue. C. Fraud in preventing testator from revoking rule. Wrongdoer's representations prevented the testator from revoking his will. If there is fraud in preventing testator from revoking, the court will not probate the will. The property goes to the heirs. Simultaneously, the court also will decree that the heir is a constructive trustee, who has sole duty to transfer the property to the intended beneficiary as determined by the court. Issue. For undue influence rule. Undue influence is when the testator's free agency is subjugated. There is an undue influence if 1. The testator was susceptible to undue influence, 2. The wrongdoer had the opportunity to exercise it, 3. The wrongdoer had the disposition to influence the testator for the purpose of personal benefit, and 4. The provisions of the will appear to be unnatural. 1. Susceptibility. The weakness can be anything: A. Psychological, B. Financial, C. Physical, or D. Any weakness of the testator. 2. If wrongdoer is testator's friend, business associate, etc., there is always access and opportunity. 3. The wrongful act that gets the gift can be the wrongdoer's use of force, or threat of force, or blackmail, or dragging the 90-year-old testator to the wrongdoer's attorney, for the wrongdoer is taking the device, and this person ordinarily would not be expected to take the device, e.g., testator's employee blackmails testator so the employee gets everything, and testator's family gets nothing. The elements of one's susceptibility and to the wrongdoer's opportunity will be presumed if there is a confidential relationship between testator and the wrongdoer. California recognizes all of common law confidential relationships, 1 attorney-client, 2 doctor-patient, 3 guardian-ward, 4 clergy-person-penitent, and 5 trustee-beneficiary. In addition, in California, a confidential relationship arises whenever one person reposes trust in another. Thus, a confidential relationship can exist between 2 close friends. If there is an undue influence by prima facie case or by presumption, only the part of the will affected by the undue influence is invalid. As to that part, the court has 3 options. 1. Give a property to the residuary devisees, if any. 2. If there is no residue, to the heirs at law by intestate succession. Or 3. Constructive trust remedy. The court will deny probate to the portion of the will induced by fraud and allow the property to go either to the residuary devisees or the heirs at law, and the mate those devisees or heirs the constructive trustee, who has sole duty to transfer the property to the intended beneficiary as determined by the court. The court will use whichever remedy that gets the best result. Unlike fraud, which the wrongdoer has to like, an undue influence, the wrongdoer is being perfectly honest: leave me all your property or I will kill your family. Issue. Statutory undue influence, e.g. testator's lawyer drafts the will and devisee is the lawyer or the lawyer's family. Rule. California law generally invalidates a donative transfer. A transfer I will or trust from a transfer testator or settlor to 1. The person who drafted the instrument will or trust, or 2. The person who is related to, married to, in a domestic partnership with, cohabitates with, is a partner with, or as an employee of the drafter, or 3. The person who is in a fiduciary relationship with the transferor and who transcribes the instrument or causes it to be transcribed, or 4. A care custodian of a dependent adult who is the transferor. A care custodian may be a professional, e.g., registered nurse, or a non-professional, e.g., a friend taking care of the transferor. A dependent adult is someone older than 64 years or at least 18 years old who has a physical or mental disability. These rules do not apply if 1. The transferor is related to, married to, in a domestic partnership with, or cohabitates with the drafter; 2. If the instrument is reviewed by an independent attorney who counsels the transferor; or 3. The court determines, upon clear and convincing evidence, that the transfer was not the product of wrongdoing. This clear and convincing evidence exception does not apply to a situation where the transferee is the drafter. Does apply to a transferee who is the spouse of the drafter, or a domestic partner of the drafter, or an employee of the drafter, or a care custodian, etc. If there is statutory undue influence, the transferee does not take the gift, but only to the extent that the gift exceeds the person's intestate share. As to the portion that does not pass OT the transferee, it passes to the residuary devisee, if any, or, if no residue, to the heirs at law by intestate succession. E.g. invalidate the gift on 3 theories of undue influence: prima facie case, presumption, and statutory. Discuss all 3. 2. Mistake issue. Mistake in content E.G.1. Testator's will states, Blackacre to John. But testator actually wanted Blackacre to go to John and marry E.G.2. Testator wants to execute a will that says, Blackacre to John, but the will actually reads, Blackacre to John and marry. This is an accidental addition. Rule. There is a mistake in content where the wrong beneficiary is named or wrong gift is made. Mistake in omission. Words are accidentally left out. E.G.1. Remedy is denied because courts do not rewrite wills, but possible relief under dependent relative revocation. Mistake in addition. Words are accidentally added. E.G.2. Remedy may be given. The court may strike out added name because the court is not rewriting the will, just exercising the part of it. Issue. Mistake in execution rule. There is a mistake in execution where the testator signs the wrong document. 1. Testator mistakenly signs his will believing it is a non-testamentary instrument. The will is not probated because testator did not intend the document to be will. 2. Reciprocal wills or mutual wills, when there are 2 testators, each with his/her own will and each leaves everything to the other. The court may reform the will, especially if the testators are husband and wife or domestic partners, because it is equitable to do so. E.g., where husband's name appears, the court will substitute the wife's name, and vice versa. Issue. Mistake in inducement. E.G.1. Testator would like to leave John $1,000, but does not do so because testator erroneously thinks John is dead. In fact, John is alive. E.G.2. Testator's will reads, I leave John nothing because John is dead. But were John not dead, I would leave John $1,000. Rule. There is a mistake in inducement where a particular gift is made or not made on the basis of testator's erroneous beliefs. As a general rule, no relief is given. G.1. John gets nothing because relief is given in this case. The integrity of the statute of wills, i.e., the California probate code, cannot be maintained. However, if both the mistake and what testator would have done but for the mistake appear on the face of will, the relief is given. G.2. John takes $1,000 issued. Mistake in description ambiguity. G.1. I leave my property to my cousin John. Testator has two cousins named John. G.2. I leave my beach house to ex-testator has two beach houses. G.3. I leave $1,000 to the U.S. Cancer Society. There is no such society. G.4. I have two cousins by the name of John. I leave $1,000 to my cousin John. Rule. There is a mistake in description where no one or nothing fits the description, or two or more persons or things fit the description if the mistake is a latent ambiguity, which on the face of the will there is no problem and everything seems fine. Therefore, the petitioner introduces a roll evidence to establish the ambiguity. Then, she introduces the evidence to determine testator's intent in E.G.1, which John testator meant if the mistake is a patent ambiguity, which the ambiguity is apparent on the face of the will. Some older cases denied remedy in this case. However, modernly, in California, the statute allows introducing a roll evidence for any type of ambiguity to determine what testator's intent was. So in E.G.4, now petitioner may introduce a roll evidence to ascertain which cousin John testator meant. Issue. Mistake in the validity of a subsequent testamentary instrument dependent relative revocation heavily tested. DRR rule. The doctrine of dependent relative revocation DRR requires that when the testator revokes all or part of his will with a mistaken belief that one another disposition in a substantially identical will would be effective, and two but for this mistake would not have revoked the will. The will can be revoked by physical act, including burning, tearing, destroying or canceling, crossing out or lining out with a pen or pencil. The will also can be revoked by a subsequently executed will. DRR allows the court to disregard the revocation caused by mistake. E.g. testator executes will 1. A valid will. Thereafter testator executes will 2, which is virtually identical to will 1, changes executor or makes small changes in a large estate. But will 2 is invalid as a will there was only one witness. Testator, mistakenly believing will 2 is valid, revokes will 1 by physical act by destroying it. Testator thereafter dies. Without DRR, 1 will 1 cannot be probated because it was revoked by physical act, and 2 will 2 cannot be probated because it is not a will. Consequently, 3 testator dies intestate. But will 1, in fact, can be probated under DRR. Rational is that testator simply made a mistake in the revocation of will 1, and notwithstanding the mistake, we know what testator's intent is because testator stated his testamentary plan not once, but twice. Two wills were very similar. Therefore, it is reasonable to think that as between intestacy or will 1, testator would want will 1 probated. Rule for DRR, if testator revokes her will, all or part, in the mistaken belief that a substantially identical will or codicil effectuates her intent, then, by operation of law, the revocation of the first will be deemed conditional, dependent, and relative to the second effectuating testator's intent. If the second does not effectuate testator's intent, the first was never revoked. Bar frequently tested situation, 1 to substantially identical wills, will 1 and will 2. Will 2 is invalid as a will, and will 1 is revoked by physical act. Look to DR to probate will 1 to testator executes will 1 and subsequently executes will 2 or a codicil which is valid and substantially the same as will 1, and revokes will 1. But will 2, although valid, cannot effectuate testator's intent because, for example, of the interested witness rule, or because there was a mistake in omission in will 2. Look to DRR to probate will 1. Remember that will 1 and will 2 must be substantially the same. If will 1 is revoked by physical act by being destroyed thus, will 1 no longer exists. Will 1 can still be probated under California's lost will provisions. These provisions state that a lost will or accidentally destroyed will can be probated if at least one witness testifies as to the terms of the will. The witness does not necessarily have to be one of the attesting witness, e.g., witness can be the lawyer who drafted the will. Issue. Mistake regarding living children pretermission rule. Pretermission is an accidental omission from the testamentary instruments. A child is pretermitted if born or adopted after all testamentary instruments are executed and not provided for in any testamentary instrument. Testamentary instrument means will, codicil, and irrevocable inter vivos trust established by testator during testator's lifetime. Rule, A pretermitted child takes an intestate share of the estate, which includes the assets in testator's inter vivos trust. A child born or adopted before all testamentary instruments are executed and not provided for in any instrument is not pretermitted. The child takes nothing. Exception: a child born or adopted before all testamentary instruments is treated as if pretermitted, if the only reason the child was not provided for in the testamentary instrument is because testator erroneously thought the child to be dead or not existent. 3. The components of the will issued. Integration heavily tested. E.g. testator goes to lawyer's office to execute his type 10 pages will. Upon reading it, testator states to lawyer that page 5 does not manifest his intent. Lawyer tells testator to execute the will as it is, and promises tomorrow to have the secretary type a new page 5 which will be inserted and which will manifest testator's intent. The next day the secretary types new page 5 and inserts it in the will. Testator dies. What result? Rule. The doctrine of integration is that all papers actually present at the time of execution are integrated into the will if the testator intended the paper to be a single will. E.g. only pages 1 to 4 and 6 to 10 are probated. Old page 5 is not probated because testator did not intend it to be part of his will and thus it was not integrated. New page 5 is also not probated because it was not physically present when testator executed his will and thus it was not integrated, proving integration. 1. Establish a physical connection among all the pages. If the papers were stapled together, it is inferred that testator intended the papers to be part of the will and were physically present at the time of execution. To establish a logical connection, if the last word on page 1 makes sense in relation to the first word on page 2, integration is inferred. Issue. Incorporation by reference heavily tested. B.G.1 testator's will states, I leave my property to the grantee named on the ABC deed B.G.2. What if the deed is an invalid deed? Rule. The theory of incorporation by reference is that a non-integrated writing is given testamentary effect and becomes part of the will. It is now admitted into probate. It requires 1. It is a document or a writing. 2. It has been in existence when the will was executed. 3. It is clearly identified in the will. And 4. Testator has intended to incorporate it into the will. If above 1 to 3 were established, then 4 will be implied by the court. 2E.G.1 from the four corners of the will, we do not know who the grantee of the deed is. We cannot always admit a roll evidence to ascertain his identity because the integrity of the statute of will, the CA probate code, would be undermined. But in this case, under the doctrine of incorporation, we actually can admit the deed into probate and, thus, determine who the beneficiary is. The deed is a writing, in existence when the will was executed, clearly identified in the will. Thus, the deed will become part of the will and admitted into probate. Consequently, the grantee name in the deed can't now be identified and take the devise provided for in the will. B.G. to the deed to be incorporated is invalid is irrelevant, because the document does not have to be valid for what it purports to stand for. Thus, you can incorporate by reference an invalid deed, an invalid contract, or even an invalid will of the testator or of a third person. Issue. Acts of independent significance heavily tested. B.G.1 testator's will states, I leave all of my property to the church which I'm a member of at the time of my death. B.G.2. I leave all my property to the people who are in my employ at the time of my death. Is it a fact of independent significance? B.G.3. I leave my car to John. The car. B.G.4. I leave all my property to people I had Thanksgiving dinner with in 1999. G.5. I leave my property to the people I will name on a note tomorrow. Rule. The doctrine of facts of independent significance allows to fill in the blanks in the testator's will with a roll evidence that is trustworthy. Facts of independent significance generally has no concern of fraud and thus, trustworthy. B.G.1 from the four corner of the will, we cannot determine the identity of the church. Although we cannot always admit a roll evidence because of maintaining the integrity of statute of wills, the CA probate code, we will admit into evidence the identity of this church because that testator was a member of at the time of his death is a fact of significance independent of testator's will. In other words, people join churches for religious reasons, social reasons, psychological reasons, etc., but do not join a church just to validate a devise in a will. They join a church for reasons independent of the will. Because of these independent reasons for joining the church, there is truthfulness to such fact or act. Therefore, this fact or act is susceptible of independent verification. As such, there is no concern for fraud. Thus this fact of significance, the church that testator ascertained and will be admitted into evidence in the probate of testator's will. B.G. Yes. Because even without the will, these people would exist. They would be in testator's employ because people have employees for a variety of reasons, e.g., make money, etc. But people do not hire workers just to validate a device. B.G.3 Yes, the car is fact of independent significance because people own cars for many reasons, none of which have anything to do with the law of wills. The fact or et can be a future fact or et or past fact or et. B.G.4 This is a past fact, independent of testator's will. B.G.5 Incorporation by reference will not work because the note was not in existence at the time the will was executed. Independent significance also will not work because without the will, this note would not exist. The note is not a fact of independent significance. Issue. Writing disposing of limited tangible personal property, e.g. I give my car to the person who is identified on a note I executed yesterday. The writing note signed and dated by testator, states 2003 Honda, Mary. At the time of testator's death, the car is not business property and is worth not more than $5,000. Rule. A writing, whether or not it can be incorporated by reference or is a fact of independent significance, may be admitted into probate and given testamentary effect under California Probate Code 6132 effective for decedents dying on or after January 1, 2007. This rule is applicable if 1. The writing is A. referred to in the will, B. dated, and 3. Either signed or handwritten by the testator, 2. The writing describes the items and recipients beneficiaries with reasonable certainty, 3. The writing may be executed before or after the will, and 4. The writing directs the disposition of tangible personal property excluding cash and property used primarily in a trade or business value, at the time of testator's death, at not more than $5,000 per item and not more than $25,000 in the aggregate. For 1. Even if the writing is not dated or neither handwritten nor signed by the testator, the writing can still be admitted into probate and given testamentary effect if extrinsic evidence establishes the testator's intent regarding disposition of the items described in the referenced writing, e.g. must discuss. In 3 theories. 1. Incorporation by reference. We have the writing, in existence when the will was executed, clearly identified in the will, and intended by testator to be incorporated. Thus incorporation works. 2. Facts of independent significance. Apart from the will, the note has no significance. While the car can be a fact of independent significance, the name of the beneficiary clearly is not. Thus, facts of independent significance will not work. 3. CA Probate Code, the writing is referred to in the will, dated, and signed by the testator, describes the property and the recipient with reasonable certainty, and is personal tangible object not worth more than $5,000. Thus this statute works. If the value of an item exceeds $5,000, that item is not subject to the section and that item passes to the residuary clause of the will or if none, by intestate succession. Such an item is not counted towards the $25,000 limit. If recipient predeceases, the property passes as directed in the writing and, in the absence of directions, the disposition lapses. The testator may make subsequent handwritten or signed changes to any writing. No witnesses are required for this. If there is an inconsistent disposition of tangible personal property as between writings, the last writing controls. Issue or overwills, e.g. On January 1, testator creates the inter vivos trust. On January 2, testator executes the will, devising part or all of her estate to the trustee of the ABC Trust, to be administered pursuant to the terms of the trust. On January 3, testator modifies the trust. Thereafter, testator dies. Rule or overwill is that all or part of testator's estate is devised to the trustee of the inter vivos trust, to be administered pursuant to the terms of that trust. Or overwill may be validated by 1. Incorporation by reference, 2. Independent significance, or 3. Uniform testamentary additions to Trust Act UD88. For 1. Incorporation by reference applies if A. there is a trust instrument in writing, B. in existence when the will is executed, C. it is clearly identified in the will, and D. testator intended to incorporate trust instrument into the will. If all are met, the trust instrument will be admitted into probate and the pour over provision will be validated. 4.2. Independent significance applies if A. even without will, there will still be this inter vivos trust, B. the trust instrument, therefore, is a fact of significance independent from the will. If all are met, the pour over provision can be validated. 4.3. UDATA applies so long as there is a valid trust, which was existence before the will was executed, or at the time of execution, the pour over provision is valid by statute. The pour over provision is valid because simply the statute says so. California Probate Code 6132 is also applicable, but highly unlikely because trust instrument not exceeding $25,000 is very rare. In bar, should discuss from all 3 unlikely but maybe 4 theories. E.g., because the trust as modified was not existence when the will was executed, 1 would not work. The trust as modified is still a fact of significance independent from the will and even without will, there would be distrust. Therefore, two would work. Under the UTATA, a pour-over provision is valid even if the trust is subsequently modified because the statute says so. Therefore, three works. 4. Formalities of execution for attested or formal wills issued. Elements for an attested will: heavily attested rule. The California Probate Code requires that a formal attested will 1. Must be in writing, 2. Be signed by the testator, 3. The signing must be done in the presence of two witnesses, both present at the same time, for the witnesses must sign the will during the testator's lifetime, and 5. The witnesses understand that the instrument that they signed is testator's will. 4.2. Instead of testator, they a third person, in testator's presence and at testator's direction. This arises when testator is incapacitated or be a conservator pursuant to a court order can sign. 4.2. Nicknames dad are okay. Sex is okay if testator is illiterate. 4.3. If testator had previously signed alone or in the presence of just one of the witnesses, testator can acknowledge his signature: this is my signature, in the presence of the two witnesses both present at the same time, and this will suffice. For testator dying on or after January 1, 2009, California's clear and convincing standard applies if the will does not satisfy above 3, 4, and 5. In such case, the will can still be admitted into probate if the proponent of the will establishes by clear and convincing evidence that at the time the testator signed the will, he intended the will to constitute his will. The witnesses do not have to sign in the presence of each other. The witnesses do not have to sign in the presence of testator. Testator does not have to declare to the witness, "This is my will," because CA does not have a so-called publication requirement. Neither testator nor the witnesses have to sign at the end of the will. Signing anywhere on the will is okay in CA. Whether testator must sign the will before the witnesses is not clear in CA. In the bar, for testators dying before 2009, if there is no issue of fraud or mistake, the will should be deemed valid under CA's substantial compliance doctrine. That is, if there is no fraud or mistake, the will is validly executed if there is substantial compliance with the probate code, even if not literal compliance. For testators dying on or after January 1, 2009, in addition to the preceding analysis, also if the proponent establishes by clear and convincing evidence the testator intended the will to be his will, the document is admitted into probate. Meaning of presence: one, site presence, the witness sees testator sign, or two, conscious presence, the testator signs or acknowledges within the witness's hearing and the witnesses know what is being done. Issue. Approaches for formalities of execution on the bar rule. 1. First, always analyze the problem under the traditional formalities above 1252. 2. If there is a problem with compliance under the traditional formalities approach for elements 3, 4, or 5, then use the clear and convincing standard for elements, but only if the testator died on or after January 1, 2009. The clear and convincing standard cannot be used for elements 1 and 2. It is not fully clear if the clear and convincing standard applies to codicils. In the bar, handle same as will issued. Interested witness: heavily attested rule. Interested witness is a witness who is a beneficiary under the will. If witness of the will was bound an interest witness, 1. The will is not invalid, but 2. Unless there are two other disinterested witnesses, a presumption arises that the witness beneficiary secured the gift by wrongdoing. 3. If witness beneficiary rebuts the presumption of wrongdoing, no problem and witness beneficiary takes the gift. 4. If witness beneficiary cannot rebut the presumption of wrongdoing, he takes the amount as does not exceed what would be given by intestacy. The presumption of wrongdoing is inapplicable if witness beneficiary is taking only in a fiduciary capacity, e.g., he takes only as a trustee issue. Conditional wills rule. The conditional will is one whose validity is made conditional by its own terms. E.g., testators will state, "This is my will if I die in Europe during my vacation." Conditional wills can be formal wills or holographic wills. 5. Formalities of execution for holographic handwritten wills issued. Elements for a valid holograph heavily attested rule. Holographic wills requires that 1. The signature and material provisions of the will, i.e. the gift and name of beneficiary, are in the testator's own handwriting. The signature can be anywhere in the will. Nicknames dad are okay. Sex is okay if testator is illiterate. The material provisions: the gift and the name of the beneficiary not material. 1. Introductory clauses, 2. Appointment of an executor. If witnesses sign, their signatures are superfluous and, therefore, irrelevant. Handwritten changes made by the testator to a holographic will is completed or given effect. Testamentary intent in the holographic will: a statement of testamentary intent, "This is my last will," need not be on the face of the will and in testator's handwriting. If testator signs and executes a writing that lists just the names of people and next to each name, an asset that testator owns, extrinsic evidence is admissible to determine testator's testamentary intent. If testator writes a series of letters, the series of letters can constitute one will. Under integration, Extrinsic evidence is admissible to ascertain testator's intent if the testamentary intent is part of a commercially printed form will. The California Probate Code expressly states this is not a problem. Dates. The date is not required in a holographic will in California. However, if an undated holograph is inconsistent with the provisions of another will, either a dated holographic will, a dated witnessed will, or an undated witnessed will, the undated holograph is invalid to the extent of the inconsistency, unless the undated holograph's time of execution is established to be after the date or execution of the other will. If there are two undated holographs, if it is unable to establish which one came last, neither holograph is probated to the extent of the inconsistency. If a holograph is undated, and if it is established that the testator lacked testamentary capacity at any time during which the will might have been executed, the holograph is invalid, unless it is established that it was executed at a time when the testator had testamentary capacity. 6. Choice of law issue. Choice of law, e.g. testator is a domiciliary of New York, but goes to North Carolina to have his will executed. Thereafter, testator becomes a domiciliary of California and dies in CA. Rule. The will can be admitted into probate in California if the will complied with the formalities of execution of 1. California law, 2. Law of the place where the will was executed, or 3. Law of the place where testator is domiciled at the time of execution. E.g. all, the will is admitted into probate in California if it complied with the formalities of execution under CA law, NC law, or New York law. 7. Codicils issued. Codicils E.G.11 on January 1, testator executes an inter vivos trust. 2. On January 2, executes a will with a pour-over provision. 3. On January 3, the trust is amended. 4. On January 4, testator executes a codicil which republishes the will. E.G.2 Year 1, the will is executed, everything to charity. Year 2, a child is born or testator marries or enters into a domestic partnership. Year 3, a codicil is executed which republishes the will. Rule. A codicil is a testamentary instrument executed in compliance with the California Probate Code which modifies, amends, or revokes a will. The codicil republishes a will. In other words, the codicil causes the will to speak from the date that the codicil is executed on. Also called outdating or overwills and incorporation by reference. In E.G.1, on facts 1, 2, 3, incorporation of reference will not work because the trust as modified was not in existence when the will was executed onto. However, with fact 4, the codicil republishes the will and causes the will to speak from January 4. Thus, incorporation by reference now works because the trust as modified was in existence on the date that the will is deemed executed January 4. Pretermission. In E.G.2, on facts 1 and 2, a child, spouse, or domestic partner is pretermitted. However, on fact 3, because the codicil republishes the will now speaks from year 3. Thus, no pretermission problem because the birth, marriage, or domestic partnership is deemed to have taken place before the will was executed. In the barn, if there is a pretermission problem and a subsequent republication of the will by the codicil, discuss both theories to preclude pretermission problem. A. The codicil republishes the will, and in the alternative B. The codicil itself is a testamentary instrument, thus the birth, marriage, or domestic partnership took place before the testamentary instrument was executed, consequently precluding any pretermission attack. Revocation of codicils. 1. If testator executes a will, then executes a codicil, and subsequently revokes his codicil, there is a rebuttable presumption that testator intended to revoke only his codicil. 2. If testator executes a will, then executes a codicil, and testator subsequently revokes the will, there is a rebuttable presumption that testator intended to revoke the will and codicil. Essay 3. Revocation 8. Revocation by physical act 9. Revocation by subsequent written instrument 10. Revocation by operation of law 8. Revocation by physical act issued. Revocation by physical act heavily tested rule. The will is revoked by physical act if 1. The will is burned, torn, cancelled, destroyed, or obliterated, 2. Testator has the simultaneous intent to revoke, and 3. The act is done either by testator or by someone in testator's presence and at his direction. Cancellation, lining out or crossing out with a pen or pencil. Obliteration, erasing the act and intent must coincide, e.g., if testator accidentally destroys his will, thereafter finds out about it and says, "That is okay because I wanted to revoke it anyway." The will is not revoked. Presence 1. Sight presence or 2. Conscious presence issues. Cancellations and interlineations / E.G.1. Testator executes a typed formal will, I leave $1,000 to Mary. Testator then takes his pen and crosses out the $1,000 and interlineates $1,500 just above $1,000. Testator signs his name. E.G.2. If the original was $1,500 and testator cancelled this out and the interlineation was $1,000. B.G.3 testator executes a holographic will, I leave $1,000 to Mary. Then, crosses out the $1,000 and interlineate $1,500. B.G.4 I leave my farm to X and Y testator subsequently consoles Y's name. B.G.5 testator executes a valid type formal will. Subsequently testator writes, null and void across the face of the will. Rule. Cancellation is crossing out or lining through. Interlineation is writing between the lines. B.G.1 The $1,500 gift is invalid as a holograph because the material provisions are not in testator's own handwriting. Name of the beneficiary Mary is typed. Moreover, the $1,000 gift has been revoked by physical act cancellation. Thus, Mary gets nothing. However, under DBR, it can be saved to the extent of the original $1,000 because one, the revocation of the $1,000 was conditional, dependent, and relative to the $1,500 being effective, and two, the $1,500 was not effective by the operation of law, so the $1,000 was never revoked clearly. Testator would rather Mary to take $1,000 than nothing. B.G. to Mary takes nothing, because the interlineation is less than the cancelled provision. DRR will not be used. It is doubtful that testator would rather Mary to take $1,500 than nothing. Cancellation to increase the gift is prohibited. B.G.3x takes one half of the farm. The other one half goes to the residuary devisee, if none, by intestacy. Interlineation or other handwritten additions to a typed will that does not qualify as a holographic codicil may nonetheless be a valid cancellation. B.G.4 without a signature accompanying this null and void addition, the addition cannot be deemed a holographic codicil to the typed formal will. Nonetheless, writing null and void, even without signature, is a valid cancellation of the typed formal will. Issue. Duplicate wills rule. When there are two sets of original of duplicate wills, revocation by physical act of one of the duplicate originals, then the other duplicate originals also is revoked, as a matter of law. Issue. Mutilated wills, e.g. testator has a safety box in a bank, and is the only one with access. At the testator's death the will is found to be in a mutilated condition. Rule. If a will was found in a mutilated condition at testator's death, and when last seen it was in testator's possession, there is a rebuttable presumption that testator mutilated the will with the intent to revoke the will. 9. Revocation by subsequent written instrument issued. Manner of revoking heavily tested rule. The will can be revoked by subsequent will by 1. Expressly or 2. Impliedly 1. The will is revoked by subsequent will if the subsequent will expressly revokes the first will. 2. The will is revoked by subsequent will if the subsequent will totally disposes testator's estate. Issue. Revival heavily tested rule. If will 1 is revoked I will 2 and will 2 is then revoked, will 1 will not revive automatically in California. The testator's intent to revive is necessary. If will 2 was revoked by physical act, the testator's intent to revive can be proven by extrinsic evidence. If will 2 was revoked by a later testamentary instrument will 3 or codicil, will 1 is not revived unless it appears from the terms of the later instrument that the testator intended will 1 to revive. Extrinsic evidence cannot be used. 10. Revocation by operation of law issue. Omitted or pretermitted child. E.G.1 will states, I presently have no children, but if I ever did, they are to take nothing. E.G.2 testator and X have a child, C1. Testator executes a will and leaves substantially all of his estate to X. Testator and X now have C2. E.G.3 after the child is born decedent purchases annuity for the child. Rule. Omitted or pretermitted child is a child born or adopted after all testamentary instruments are executed and not provided for any testamentary instruments. Testamentary instrument 1 will, 2 a codicil, or 3 a revocable inter vivos trust created by the decedent during decedent's lifetime. If an omitted child was found, a child receives an intestate share of assets decedent owned at death plus the assets held in any inter vivos trust. For the child to take this statutory share, other gifts will have to be abated or reduced. Hence, revocation by operation of law. Exceptions. I. Decedent's failure to provide for the child in any testamentary instrument was intentional and that intention appears from the testamentary instrument E.G.1. I. At the time of execution of the testamentary instrument, the decedent had one or more children and transferred I will irrevocable inter vivos trust substantially all of his estate to the parent of the omitted child in E.G.2. Testator's plan is clear that X will take financial care of all children. C2 is not pretermitted. The decedent provided for the child by transfer outside the testamentary instrument with the intention that the transfer is to be in lieu of any testamentary provision issue. Omitted spouse E.G.1 will states, I presently am not married, but if I ever do marry, my spouse is to take nothing. E.G.2 after decedent and spouse marry, decedent purchases annuity for the spouse. Rule: omitted spouse is a surviving spouse who married the decedent after all testamentary instruments are executed and not provided for any testamentary instruments. If an omitted spouse was bound, spouse receives a statutory share of assets decedent owned at death plus the assets held in any revocable inter vivos trust. Statutory share is ⅓ of the community property owned by the decedent at death or in any revocable inter vivos trust ends up with 100%, ⅓ of the quasi-community property owned by decedent at death or in any revocable inter vivos trust ends up with 100%, and ⅓ a share of the separate property of the decedent equal value to that with the spouse would have received if the decedent had died without ever having executed any testamentary instrument, but in no event is the share to be more than ⅓ the value of the separate property in the estate. For the spouse to take this statutory share, other gifts will have to be abated or reduced. Hence, revocation by operation of law. Exceptions: I. Decedent's failure to provide for the spouse in any testamentary instrument was intentional and that intention appears from the testamentary instrument E.G.1. II. The decedent provided for the spouse by transfer outside the testamentary instrument with the intention that the transfer is to be in lieu of any testamentary provision E.G.2. III. Omitted spouse signed a waiver. Waiver is a voluntary relinquishment of a known right whether signed before or during marriage. Any and all probate rights can be waived, e.g., the right to take the probate homestead, the family allowance, an intestate share, and any other probate transfer rights, including the right to take as an omitted spouse. Waiver must be a in writing, b signed by the waiving spouse before or during marriage, c full disclosure by decedent of decedent's finances, and the independent counsel by the waiving spouse. But even if there is no C disclosure or the independent counsel, the waiver still is enforceable if 1. The waiving spouse had or should have had knowledge of the testator's finances, or 2. If the waiver was in fact fair, e.g., waiving spouse gave up $100,000 worth of rights at the time waiver was executed and received $100,000. But in no event will the waiver be enforced if the waiver is unconscionable. Issue: omitted domestic partners rule. Domestic partners are partners 1. A of the same sex or B of the opposite sex, and at least one person is at least 62 years of age, and 2. Have filed a declaration of domestic partnership with the Secretary of State. Recent legislation gives domestic partners the same rights and obligations as married persons. Thus, domestic partners may hold property as community property or quasi-community property. Consequently, the rules for omitted domestic partners are the same as for omitted spouses. Issue: final dissolution of marriage or domestic partnership rule. By operation of law, there is a revocation of the devise to the spouse or domestic partner if there is an annulment or final dissolution of marriage or termination of domestic partnership. Legal separation does not count. The devise is reinstated if the will is unchanged and the testator remarries the former spouse or re-establishes another domestic partnership with the former domestic partner. These rules do not apply if the will expressly states otherwise, e.g., even if my domestic partnership terminates, my partner is to take all my properties. 11. Revocation by change in property holdings ADMPTION issue. Classification rule. Gifts are classified into 4 types: 1. Specific devise, 2. General devise, 3. Demonstrative devise, and 4. Residuary devise. 1. Specific devise. A specific devise is a gift of a particular item. There is something unique about it. Testator must have the intent the beneficiary take this particular thing, and nothing else. Because testator is dead, must look to objective manifestations of testator's intent. Real property, antique is specific. Generally, publicly traded stock is not a specific gift, but if words were 100 shares of my Xerox, it is specific gift because the word my attaches something uniqueness to it. Listing the serial numbers of the share is same. 100 shares of X company is a specific gift if X is a closely held corporation. If not publicly traded, there is uniqueness to the gift. 2. General devise. The general devise is payable out of the general assets of the estate. There is nothing unique or special about this gift. E.g. 100 shares of Microsoft Bob. This is a general gift because there is nothing unique about publicly traded stock. In the general devise, the executor can make good the gift to the beneficiary by giving beneficiary either the 100 shares of Microsoft or the fair market value of 100 shares of Microsoft as measured by its value at the time of testator's death. 3. Demonstrative devise. The hybrid between general and specific gift. It is a gift from a particular fund, but if that is not enough, the executor can resort to general property. To John, I leave $1,000 from my account at the X bank. If there is only $900 in the account at X bank, the executor pays John 1 first from the account at X bank, and then to the balance $100 comes from general assets if necessary. For residuary devise, all other property not expressly disposed of in the will. I leave the residue of my estate to Mary, I leave the balance of my estate to Mary. Issue. Contemption by extinction rule. Contemption by extinction is when the specific gift fails because testator did not own the property at testator's death. That the common law, a simple mechanical test is used, and if the testator did not own the specific property at his death, the gift simply failed, or deemed by extinction. However, in California, when the testator did not own the specific property at his death, but a testator did not intend the gift to fail, there is no redemption by extinction. No redemption by extinction in CA following cases: 1. Securities changing form, mergers, stock splits, stock dividends, or reorganization of corporations and stock is reissued, the specific gift of 100 shares of X stock. Later reorganization or merger occurs and now 1,000 shares of Y stock, beneficiary takes 1,000 shares of Y stock, because testator did not change stock, corporation did. To conservator sells off the assets, testator devises black ichor. Thereafter conservator is appointed and, with court approval, the conservator sells off black ichor. Beneficiary takes the net sales price of black ichor, because testator did not sell the property, conservator did. 3. Eminent domain award, casualty award, or an installment sale of property in which testator holds the deed of trust as security for the sale, in CA, there is no redemption by extinction with respect to the eminent domain proceeds, insurance proceeds, or installment payments paid after testator's death. For those proceeds paid during testator's lifetime, if tracing is possible, e.g., all proceeds into one bank account and no other transaction, the beneficiary may argue that by making the proceeds easily traceable, testator intended no redemption by extinction. Testator intended beneficiary to take all the proceeds, even those payable during testator's lifetime. If tracing is not possible, then, probably there is an redemption by extinction with respect to those proceeds paid during testator's lifetime. Issue. Contemption by satisfaction rule. There is redemption by satisfaction where testator gives the beneficiary inter vivos down payment on a device, e.g., although testator executes his will leaving $1,000 device to beneficiary, testator gives the beneficiary down payment of $100 during his lifetime. If this down payment of $100 is a satisfaction, then, when testator dies, beneficiary will take only $900. The ways to establish a satisfaction. 1. The will itself provides for a deduction of the inter vivos gift to testator, declares in a contemporaneous writing that the gift is a satisfaction. 3. Beneficiary acknowledges in the writing at any time the satisfaction for the property given in the satisfaction is the same property that is the subject of a specific gift to the beneficiary. This is an redemption by satisfaction and also by extinction in the case where beneficiary receives the satisfaction but predeceases the testator. The rule is, if the issue of the predeceased beneficiary takes the devise under the anti-lapse statute, the issue is treated as if he had received the satisfaction unless testator's will or contemporaneous writing states otherwise. E.g. testator devises $1,000 to his brother X, testator subsequently makes a satisfaction of $700 to XX predeceases testator. X is survived by a son, Y, unless testator's will or contemporaneous writing states otherwise, Y takes only $300. In the case where the satisfaction is not made in cash, if the value of the satisfaction is expressed in the contemporaneous writing of the testator or in the contemporaneous writing of the beneficiary, that value is conclusive. In all other cases, the property is valued at its fair market value, measured at the time the transferee came into possession of the property. Issue. Advancements rule. Advancement is an inter vivos down payment made by an intestate to an heir apparent. The concept is identical to satisfaction and rules for advancements are nearly the same as for the rules for satisfactions, e.g. intestate goes to the heir apparent and states, when I die you will inherit approximately $1,000 from me. But why should you have to wait? Here is $100 on account. When the intestate dies, the heir will inherit $900, because he has received down payment of $100 during the lifetime of intestate. The ways to establish an advancement: 1. Intestate declares in the contemporaneous writing that the gift is an advancement to heir, acknowledges in the writing at any time that the gift is an advancement if heir apparent receives an advancement but predeceases the intestate. The issue of heir apparent is not treated as having received an advancement, unless the advancement provides otherwise. This result is opposite of satisfaction. The value of the advancement not made in cash, if the value of the advancement is expressed in the contemporaneous writing of the intestate or in the contemporaneous writing of the heir apparent, that value is conclusive. In all other cases, the property is valued at the fair market value at the time the transferee heir came into possession of the property. 12. Contracts to make or not to make a will or devise issue. Contracts to make or not to make a will or devise rule. If there is a contract between testator and X providing that testator will not revoke his will or testator will make the will to make devise to X, but testator did not comply the contract during his lifetime, testator is in breach of contract, and, upon testator's death, X may sue testator's estate for breach of contract. Requirements for a contract to not revoke or to make a will. 5 alternative ways in California. 1. The will or other instrument, e.g., trust, states the material provisions of the contract, e.g., testator's will states, in consideration of the $5,000 X has given me, I have promised to devise Blackacre to X, and I hereby devise Blackacre to X. 2. There is express reference in the will or other instrument, e.g., trust, to a contract. In such case, the terms of the contract may be established by extrinsic evidence, including oral testimony, e.g., testator's will states, pursuant to my contract, this is my will. Because there is express reference in the will to a contract, the terms of the contract can be established by extrinsic evidence, and that evidence is not limited to written evidence, can include oral testimony. In this regard, the statute of frauds is not a problem, and this is so even if the subject matter of the contract is real property. 3. There is a writing signed by the decedent evidencing a contract. 4. There is clear and convincing evidence of an agreement between decedent and promisee that is enforceable in equity estoppel. 5. There is clear and convincing evidence of an agreement between decedent and a third person for the benefit of the claimant that is enforceable in equity estoppel. Issue: when the cause of action accrues. Rule: as a general rule, the cause of action accrues when decedent dies. Since decedent can execute a new will which would be in compliance with the contract, no cause of action until the moment decedent dies. Exception: the cause of action accrues during decedent's lifetime if the decedent is engaging in conduct which would be a fraud on the promisee, e.g., testator enters into a contract with X to devise Blackacre to X thereafter. Testator prepares to sell Blackacre with the intent to dissipate the funds. On these facts, X may be irreparably harmed if the sale goes through. Consequently, X may be able to secure an injunction to either prevent the sale of the property or, failing that, to enjoin testator from dissipating the funds from the sale. Issue: joint and mutual will/ rule. Joint will is the will of two or more people on one document. Provisions does not have to be reciprocal. When the first person dies, the will is probated, and when the second person dies, the will is probated again. Mutual wills: reciprocal wills are separate wills of two or more people which are reciprocal. E.g., husband and wife execute their own separate wills. Husband leaves everything to wife, wife leaves everything to husband. Joint and mutual will is reciprocal. Provisions on one instrument rules: the execution of a joint will, or mutual will, or a joint and mutual will does not create a presumption of a contract to not revoke or make a will. But it may be evidence of a contract, in conjunction with other factors. Issue: remedies available to promisee rule. 1. Damages to specific performance. Plaintiff can seek to force the executor to comply with the terms of contract. 3. Constructive trust remedy. The court can probate the will as it is, giving the property to the devisee, and make the devisee a constructive trustee, who have only one obligation, which is to transfer the property to the promisee of the contract. 13. Restrictions on testamentary dispositions issued. Community property / separate property / quasi community property rule. Community property is all property acquired during marriage or domestic partnership while domiciled in California that is not separate property. Separate property is property that is acquired before marriage or domestic partnership and during marriage or domestic partnership by gift, bequest, devise, and assent, together with the rents, issues, and profits thereof. Quasi-community property is all personal property, whatever situated, and all real property located in California, acquired by a decedent while domiciled elsewhere, that would have been community property if the decedent had been domiciled in this state at the time of its acquisition. In the absence of death or divorce or termination of domestic partnership, it is treated as separate property of the acquiring spouse or the acquiring domestic partner. The probate definition for quasi-community property is different from the definition for divorce. For divorce purposes, quasi-community property is all real property wherever located. For decedent's estate's purposes, quasi-community property is limited to real property located in California. Issue: spousal/domestic partner protection, e.g., husband's will states, I give my spouse all of my separate property if she allows me to dispose of all of our community property to Red Cross. Rule: asterisk all spouse includes domestic partner. 1. Testator can dispose of only one half of CP. Surviving spouse owns the other half to testator, who is acquiring spouse of QCP, can dispose of only one half of QCP. Surviving spouse owns the other half. The non-acquiring spouse has no testamentary power to dispose of the acquiring spouse's QCP during the lifetime of the acquiring spouse. 3. Widow's election, which includes widower or surviving domestic partners. When testator attempts to dispose of more than one half CP or QCP, the widow may invoke the widow's election. The survivor may take under the will, accepting the gift given in testator's will in lieu of her statutory right one half CP and QCP. Or the survivor can't take against the will, renouncing all benefits given in the will, and confirm her rights to one half CP and QCP. E.g. wife can't take under the will and accept the will's provisions, give up her one half of the CP and take all of husband's ESP, or take against the will, renounce the SP gift and retain her one half interest in CP and QCP. For protection regarding illusory transfers of QCP and the widow's election, as a general rule, an inter vivos transfer by the decedent the acquiring spouse of the QCP to a third person without consideration is allowed, because the survivor non-acquiring spouse had mere expectancy in the QCP and not the property interest. However, as an exception, the transfer will not be allowed when the transfer of the QCP is deemed illusory and the surviving spouse invokes the widow's election. The transfer is deemed illusory when the decedent acquiring spouse retained some interest or control over the property. The interest can be an ownership interest, a use, or a co-tenancy. In such case, upon the death of the decedent, the surviving spouse may require the transferee to restore one half of the QCP to the decedent's estate. Issue: unworthy heirs or beneficiaries rule. Killers who feloniously and intentionally kill the decedent cannot take any benefit under the will or by intestacy. Proof of guilt by either 1. The conviction, which includes a plea of guilty, conclusive, or 2. A preponderance of the evidence, the probate court determines it, is necessary. If the killing was found felonious and intentional, killer is deemed to have predeceased the decedent and the anti-lapse statute does not apply. The issues of the killer do not take. If one joint tenant feloniously and intentionally killed the other joint tenant, there is a severance of the joint tenancy so that the killer does not have a right of survivorship. But the killer does not lose his one-half interest in the property. If a beneficiary feloniously and intentionally killing the insured, the killer beneficiary does not take any benefit under the insurance contract. 14. Intestate succession issue. Surviving spouse slash domestic partner heavily tested rule. Asterisk: all spouse includes domestic partner CP. Surviving spouse inherits decedent's one-half of CP. Surviving spouse already owned one-half of CP. Thus, the surviving spouse ends up with 100% CP QCP. Surviving spouse inherits decedent's one-half of QCP. Surviving spouse already owned one-half of QCP at decedent's death. Thus, the surviving spouse ends up with 100% CP ESP. Surviving spouse inherits decedent's ESP as follows. 1. If decedent leaves no issue, parents, brother or sister, or issue of a deceased brother or sister, all to surviving spouse to if decedent is survived by one child, or issue of the predeceased child, one half to surviving spouse and one half to child or child's issue. 3. If decedent is survived by two or more children, or issue of predeceased children, one third to surviving spouse and two thirds to the children or their issue. 4. If decedent is survived by no issue, but leaves parent or parents or their issue, then one half to parent or parents or their issue, one half to surviving spouse issue. All others intestate leaves no surviving spouse or domestic partner rule. Asterisk: all spouse includes domestic partner. 1. Issue to parents. 3. Issue of parents for grandparents. 5. Issue of grandparents. 6. Issue of a predeceased spouse. 7. Next of kin, a person's closest living blood relative or relatives. 8. Parents of a predeceased spouse. 9. Issue of parents of a predeceased spouse. 10. Is cheat predeceased spouse. A spouse who died while married to or in partnership with the decedent, it is that spouse's issue, i.e., decedent's former stepchildren issue. Per capita flash representation problem E.G.1x intestate has children A, B, and C and they are all alive at X's death. E.G.2x has two children, A and B, both predeceased. X leaves child C, who survives X. B leaves children D and E. D survives X but B predeceases X. C leaves children F and G, both survive X. Rule: whenever issue take by intestacy, or if the will or trust provides for issue to take without specifying the manner, they take in the manner provided in section 240 of the probate code, issue of the same degree take per capita, or equally and in their own right. E.G.1. X intestate has children A, B, and C and they are all alive at X's death. Each child takes one-third, per capita, meaning each takes equally and in his own right. Issues of more remote degree take per capita with representation under section 240. We begin our distribution 1. At the first level someone is living and to give shares to all living people at that generation, and to deceased members of that generation who leave issue.g.2 because no one is alive at A and B's level, we drop down to C's level to begin making distribution. C is alive, as if D, so we allocate the share for C and a share D. We also allocate the share for E because, while E is dead, E has left issue. Thus, we allocate a total of 3 shares to C, D and E, 1/3, and F and G split 1/3 share of E, 1/6. C and D each take 1/3 per capita in their own right, while F and G step into the shoes of E and take E's share by right of representation. If a will or trust calls for a distribution per stirpes or by right of representation, or by representation, such terminology requires a strict per stirpes distribution, as per Section 246 of the Probate Code. Make the distribution at the first generation or first level, even if everyone is dead, so long as they left issue. The issue then step into the shoes of their predeceased ancestor. B.G. We make distribution at the first level, even if everyone is dead. Thus, allocate a share for A and B, one half. Therefore C takes one half, while D and E split one half each takes one fourth. F and G then split E's one fourth share 1/8. At the end, C 1/2, D 1/4, F 1/8, G 1/8. All taking per stirpes. Issue. Adopted children rule. An adopted child is always treated as a natural child of the adopting parents. Regarding the adopted child's natural parents, the adoption severs the relationship, unless the adoption is by the spouse or domestic partner of the natural parent, or after the death of either of the natural parents. E.g., H1 marries W and had a child, CH1 dies and W marries H2. H2 adopts CC, inherits not from W and H2, but also H1 F. As to stepchildren or foster children, the child is treated as having been adopted if A. The relationship began during the child's minority, B. It continued throughout the party's lifetimes, and C. It is established by clear and convincing evidence that the step-parent or foster parent would have adopted but for a legal barrier, e.g., the biological parent does not give consent to adoption. Equitable adoption. Adoption by estoppel arises when the parties hold themselves out as parent and child issue. Non-marital children rule. In California, marital status of the parents is irrelevant. The key is whether a parent-child relationship existed, irrespective of marital status. In a domestic partnership, the parent-child relationship is established as to the non-birthing partner by means of one of presumptions. By a child born during the domestic partnership is presumed to be the child of the non-birthing domestic partner, i.e. if the non-birthing domestic partner and the birthing domestic partner formed or even just attempted to form a domestic partnership in a lawful manner after the child's birth, and a. the non-birthing domestic partner is named on the birth certificate, or b. the non-birthing domestic partner makes a voluntary promise to pay child support, or c. is ordered to do so by the court, then a parent-child relationship is presumed to be established between the child and the non-birthing domestic partner. 15. Distribution of the estate, who can't take question mark issue. Posthumous children rule. A posthumous child is a child conceived during the lifetime of the intestator or testator, but born after the death of the intestator testator. Posthumous children are deemed heirs of the intestate and beneficiaries of testator's will issue. Lapse and anti-lapse heavily tested. E.g. One testator makes a devise to his brother and brother predeceases testator. E.g. Two testator executes a will devising black ichor to my children. At the time the will was executed, testator had three children, A, B, and C. After testator's will is executed, C predeceases testator. C leaves children C1 and C2 rule. The rule of lapse provides, as a general rule, for a beneficiary to take a devise, beneficiary must survive the testator. If beneficiary does not survive the testator, beneficiary's gift lapses. This is because the B has a mere expectation, not a property interest. And, unless a contrary intent is expressed in the will, the gift falls into the residue, if there is one. If it is already part of the residue, it goes to other co-residuary devisees. Otherwise, the gift goes by intestacy. However, if the anti-lapse statute applies, the rule of lapse will not apply. California's anti-lapse statute applies only if the devisee who predeceased the testator was kindred blood relative of the testator, or kindred of a surviving, deceased or former spouse or domestic partner of the testator, and this predeceased devisee leaves issue. In such case, the issue of that predeceased devisee will step into the shoes of that predeceased devisee. B.G.1. In the absence of a contrary provision of the will, the gift to the brother will not lapse, but go to the issue of the brother. For the anti-lapse statute to apply, devisee must be kindred of the testator or testator's spouse, but the devisee cannot be the spouse. The issues of the predeceased devisee who take under the anti-lapse statute take in the manner provided in Section 240, those of the same degree take per capita, while those of more remote degree take by per capita with representation. In California, both the rule of lapse and the anti-lapse statute apply to wills and also to revocable trusts. In California, the anti-lapse statute also applies to class gifts. B.G. Under California's anti-lapse statute, C's gift does not lapse. Rather, C1 and C2 take C's devise. Thus, A gets 1/3, B gets 1/3, and C1 and C2 take C's 1/3 each 1/6 issue. Simultaneous death. B.G. One testator and devisee die under circumstances of simultaneous death, e.g., a plane crash. E.G. A and B, joint tenants with right of survivorship, and died under circumstances of simultaneous death. E.g. 3 spouses or domestic partners have wills and own CP or QCPE. E.g. 4 a life insurance policy and the insured and beneficiary dies under circumstances of simultaneous death rule. Under the Uniform Simultaneous Death Act, which California has adopted, if the transfer of property is dependent on one person surviving another, and it cannot be determined by clear and convincing evidence who survived whom, then it is deemed the one person did not survive the other. E.g. 1 If you can establish by clear and convincing evidence that DIV survived testator for even a second, DIV takes. But if cannot so establish, the USVA provides that DIV is deemed to have predeceased the testator. Thus the DIV will not take. The gift will either lapse, or be distributed under CA's anti-lapse statute. E.g. 2 If cannot establish who survived whom, you severed a joint tenancy. One half the joint tenancy property goes to A's estate and one half goes to B's estate. E.g. 3 If cannot, CP and QCP will be severed and one half CP and QCP will be distributed through one spouse's estate and other. One half will be distributed through the other spouse's estate. E.g. 4 If cannot, 1C If there is an alternative beneficiary name, 2 If there is no alternative beneficiary, the policy proceeds are paid to the insured's estate, to the residuary devisees in the will if any, but if none, the proceeds will go to the insured's heirs. But note, if the policy premiums are paid for with CP or QCP and the insured and beneficiary are spouses or DP, then one half the proceeds go to the husband's estate and other one half go to wife's estate. The intestate and heir die and the 120-hour rule, for any heir to take, the heir must survive the intestate by 120 hours. If it cannot be determined by clear and convincing evidence that the heir has survived the intestate by 120 hours, it is deemed that the heir did not survive the intestate, and the heirs are determined accordingly. This 120-hour rule does not apply if a property would escheat. 16. Distribution of the estate. What does a beneficiary take? Issue. After acquired property, e.g., in 1990, all of my estate to Mary. At the time the will was executed, testator's net worth is $1,000. When he dies in 2003, testator has a net worth of $1,000. Rule. After acquired property is a property acquired after the will was executed. However, the will passes all property the testator owned at death, including after acquired property. E.g., because a will can dispose of after acquired property, Mary will take the full $1,000. Issue. Increase during testator's lifetime, e.g. testator devises 100 share of X's stock to beneficiary before testator dies, X declares the stock dividends. Rule. There are split of views. However, in CA, as modern approach, stock dividends or splits paid during testator's lifetime go to the beneficiary if the stock is owned by testator at the execution of the will. For this purposes of this rule, it does not matter whether the shares are general or specific. E.g. beneficiary gets the 100 shares and the stock dividends. Issue. Increase after testator's death and during probate, e.g. gifts expressed in a dollar amount, $10,000 to ex-testator died January 1, 2005 and the estate was not distributed until June 30, 2006 rule. Regarding specific devises, all increase goes to the beneficiary, 1 stock dividends, 2 stock splits, 3 rents, 4 cash dividends, 5 interest on indebtedness. General devisees do not receive any increase, unless general pecuniary gifts earn interest on such gifts not distributed 1 year after testator's death. Interest is a formula based on the legal rate, e.g. general devisees would receive interest for 6 months from January 1, 2006 through June 30, 2006. Issue. Abatement rule. Abatement is the process by which certain gifts are decreased. When there is omitted child or spouse/DP, the gifts of devisee have to be decreased to come up with the statutory share of the omitted child or spouse/DP. Order of abatement. 1. First, abate property not passing by the decedent's will irrevocable inter vivos trust. 2. Then, abate from all beneficiaries of testator's will and revocable inter vivos trust pro rata, in proportion to the value of the gift received. No distinction is made between specific, general, and residuary gifts. However, the court can exempt the specific gift if abating the specific gift would defeat the obvious intention of the testator. Obvious intention must appear from the language in which the specific device is created, or from the general terms of the will or trust. There are no cases indicating what means obvious intention. There is no favoring of relatives over non-relatives. The order of abatement for omitted children and spouses/DPS is not the order of abatement to pay off general debts of the decedent. The order to pay off general debts of the decedent is 1. Intestate property, 2. Residuary gifts, 3. General gifts to non-relatives, 4. General gifts to relatives, 5. Specific gifts to non-relatives, 6. Specific gifts to relatives. to the extent they can be satisfied from the designated fund. Demonstrative gifts are treated as specific gifts. Issue. Exoneration rule. Exoneration means the debt is extinguished at common law if testator devised a specific gift subject to an encumbrance, e.g., the mortgage for which testator was personally liable. The executor was required automatically to pay off the debt before passing the property to the beneficiary. However, in California, the devisee takes the specific gift subject to the encumbrance, unless the testator's will states that the specific gift is to be exonerated. The general direction to pay all my just debts is not sufficient to exonerate. If the gift is exonerated, in the absence of a contrary intention in the will, other specific gifts do not abate. 17. Will substitutes issue. Gifts caled amortis rule. Gifts caled amortis is a gift made in contemplation of imminent death. Only personal property can be the subject of a gift caled amortis. Donor must make a delivery of the property to donee. Delivery can be either 1. Actual, 2. Symbolic, or 3. Constructive delivery, by actual delivery or manual delivery. The corpus itself is transferred to donee. E.g., $1,000 cash is given to donee II. Symbolic delivery, something representative of the corpus is given to the donee. E.g., writing evidencing donorship, giving the donee a bank document evidencing donorship of the account, quarterly statement of interest earned in the account II. Constructive delivery, at common law, if a key that unlocks a box or room in which is located the corpus which is too big or bulky for an actual delivery was given to the donee, there is constructive delivery. At common law, constructive delivery is the opening of access to a room wherein the corpus that is too big or bulky or otherwise unavailable. The key can be literal or figurative, e.g., a treasure map that would lead one of a buried treasure in modern view. A constructive delivery will be found whenever the donor has done everything possible to effectuate a delivery and no issue of fraud and mistake. If donor survives the peril, the gift is revoked by operation of law. Issue. Taunton Trusts Rule. Discuss in trust.